Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Live Life by Design podcast, brought to you by Become an Investor. So we are short one person today. Our host, Wicho Medina, is out. But you know what? I'm surrounded by girl power today. What's up? What's up, ladies? How's it going, Danny?
What's up, beautiful people?
Yay. Hey. She's back.
I am getting back on track. And you guys, hold your horses, mother lovers.
I'm scared. And what's up, Sarah? What's up? What's going on?
Hello, hello. Nothing much. Just here with you guys enjoying the evening.
it's been a comedy show even before we started.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right on, guys. Well, hey, I'm happy to be here. I was out last week, so I'm happy to be back as well.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Took a little week off vacation and, you know, just to get away from you crazy people and get some sanity
back.
I didn't miss
you at all.
I know you didn't. So, I heard. Well, right on, guys. So, hey, we got some good content for you tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about some common pitfalls as a starting real estate investor, some of the things that you may come across, and probably, and we'll give you some little pointers on how to avoid these pitfalls. But before we get started, as always,
we have the quote of the night. And the quote of the night, it's going to be about mistakes. Yes, failure, it's simple. The opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligent. How about that? So you guys can go out there, you can fuck it up as much as you want, and then once you come back, just know that coming back, it's always stronger than the yesterday. So do your mistakes, learn from them, because it's going to make you a more intelligent person.
Right, oh, yeah. Right. You know, a friend of mine used to always tell me when I had setbacks, an arrow can't launch without being pulled backwards, right?
Yeah.
That happens, right? That's kind of the same thing. Kind of goes hand in hand with the quote for the day, right?
Yeah. I was actually talking with one of my coach today. I had a great conversation with him. And I was just like, hey, you know what? I had to stand back a little bit, but I learned a lot. And one thing that I really appreciate that he was just saying, like, I'm going to tell you one thing. You had to stop, but it's like a rocket ship. Mm-hmm. They stop a little bit, they warm up, they start flaming, and then they rocket up. So
yeah.
Nice. It was just like, oh my God, I'm about to explode.
right on. And you know what? I mean, but that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
We have to be ready to, I mean, just like you were saying, we have to be ready to fuck up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because without fucking up, then there's no growth.
Yeah,
there's no
that's
growth.
True. Yeah, and it's right? Stuff that we learn since we're little, right? Since we're kindergarten, first graders, second graders, you that's what you learn, you know? You make the mistake, and then you just come back up from it, and you keep on going, and you keep on going. So it's a basic principle, I think, that we all should just kind of already have embedded in our heads, right? You make a mistake and get up.
And exactly that, and that's how we should look at it. But I think that we get so indoctrinated in school, right? Don't fail. Don't make a mistake. Think about that for a second. Remember when you were a kid and if you colored outside of the lines and the teacher was like, oh, that's no good, and give you a bad grade for that? Mm-hmm. Like in kindergarten, for example. or if you didn't write your notes down right, whatever, during, you know, your lectures or whatever, then you have that on the test and then you fail. Right? Like, everybody's freaked out over that. Everybody was so scared of failing. And I think that as an entrepreneur, failure's good, right? I mean, we all agree with that, but I think that it's the mindset change that we have to have, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing.
But yeah, anyway. It's normal. It's on the business. You're going to learn from your mistakes, so make your mistakes. I mean, don't try to make them 100 times. Learn from your freaking mistakes. One of the mistakes that I see a lot, it's, you know, when you just start following people.
Yeah.
You know, following that mindset that's not even your mindset. So don't.
Well, follow the crowd, right?
Like, yes, kind of following exactly.
The following the crowd, and I think that's one of the things, right? That's probably one of the biggest pitfalls that people fall into as investors as well. I think one of the big things that people would, a couple of years ago, was that Burr strategy. Everybody was following that, and then found, oh well, it's not that great, right?
Oh, yeah. Not listen to that, but think about that. Every investor needs to have their investor ID.
Yeah.
I mean, your investor ID is not my investor ID. That strategy might work for you, but might not work for me. So when you start just following the topic of the moment because it's working for somebody else, might not even be following your criterias, your you know, so again, it might work for somebody else out there, but why you think that's going to work for you,
right?
If you don't really know what you're doing, right? Not even knowing what you're doing, if that's not your criteria and you're just doing that because it's the sensation of the moment,
yeah,
how is that going to help you,
right? And I shouldn't say that it wasn't that great. Maybe it wasn't good for me, right? But maybe it worked well for others, that whole Burr strategy. But at the end of the day, to your point, find something, right? And master it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I think it's like, you know how they say the riches in the niches?
Yeah.
You can't just be jumping around because, like you're saying, you know, it's the newest trending thing, the Burr or the Airbnb for a while, it was hot, you know?
It's coming really back, Airbnb, I think.
I would think so. Now that, you know, COVID is out and, you know, you can actually go places and do your thing or whatever, you know. However, some cities are doing, they're having restrictions to how many you can have.
Big time. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's, you know, do research, people. But, you know, it's, you can't just be following those shiny objects, right? The shiny object syndrome. You just,
I agree with that. But when you're first starting out, I think that you have to kind of, that's the way you find your real estate investor ID, right?
Yeah.
You got to find your ID somehow, right? But don't focus on every little thing. You got to find, you know, again, find something that you're good at, or find something that you like doing and get very good at it, right? But I think sometimes, you know, starting out, like I just jumped right into mobile homes and that was it. I was sold. So I didn't really jump around too much, right?
I did a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, I mean.
And to be honest, I still, going back to the investor idea, I still think I'm not on my full speed.
Yeah.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I like doing the probate. I like knowing, you know, about the short sales and foreclosures and things like that. But my ID, my little, like, on my guts, I feel that I'm missing something. So
come on over the mobile home side. Don't worry about it.
I already did the mobile home.
Good profit in them too, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's good. They're amazing. Yeah. I just want to break something, I guess. It's therapeutic.
Right. But I think that's one of the biggest things, right? Just don't follow the crowd. Find what's going to work for you and then get very, very good at it. Master it. Because, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's real estate investment. You know, I think one, don't follow just the social media. You know, there's a lot of advices there. Try to make, I would say, when it comes like on real estate investing, you need to start connecting dots, right? Not just following what's the next strategy, not just following the next guru. Start looking on things where you can start connecting your wholesaling with your fix and flipping and with the mobile home or single family home. What is that it's going to feed you, right? That is something that I keep trying to add, not just trying to look at the media and start following the crazy ones.
Yeah.
Maybe what they're doing is not going to work for me, but on my mind, I have a 10-year plan. So, yeah, I guess. I talk a lot.
You do, man. Shoot, can't shut you up. No, I'm just kidding. So we're saying that, I mean, some of the social media stuff, just kind of staying away from that and not taking, because there is bad advice out there on social media, right?
Yeah.
Not everything's true. A lot of people, I mean, people post stuff and it's not, you know, I mean, it's anything, right? If you're trying to market something, you're going to make it more than what it is.
Right, yeah.
So I think that happens a lot. And also, there's a lot of bad advice out there, right, on social media as well.
Yeah.
So be careful with that, right? I mean, I would say.
Yeah, all the time. Verify what you're reading, what you're listening. Go and look for the what's that name for the referrals? Reviews, not referrals, reviews and things like that. Because there is a lot of gurus out there. And again, you don't know what they are selling until you put on practice. And if that doesn't follow the criteria that you're looking for, or adding on your profile, what the heck are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
Just following bad advice because that's going to be the next sensation. That's not good.
Yeah. Right? And some of them are just trying to sell you, you know, like their product or their thought or e-book. So it, like you said, it's good if you do your research and, you know, maybe see like what kind of program they have or the type of investing, does that align with what you're trying to do and you're trying to pursue? If, you know, if they're just working on a specific strategy, maybe, you know, you're looking into something different. So just try to do your good research and identify, you know, use your gut feeling, right, to know if it's good or if it's bad.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, 100%. I agree. What about being impatient with your investments or just being impatient in general in real estate investing? I think that's one of the biggest pitfalls that new investors get stuck on, right? Because everybody has this misconception that, oh, I'm going to learn how to be a real estate investor and then I'm going to be rich tomorrow.
That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't, right?
Good luck.
I mean, think about it for a second.
Wrong business.
It took me 9 months to get my first deal. Danny, how long did it take you?
Oh, dude, I mean, that's what I say, right? Real estate was a new vocabulary, language.
Yeah, that.
It's another, no, seriously, it was another word. So for me to at least understand what I was reading, like, it took me a year.
A year?
1 year, yeah.
Wow. But it's a good business. I'm not going to tell you it's not a good business. It's a very lucrative business, but it doesn't happen overnight. And I think that's one of the misconceptions, one of the pitfalls that people kind of fall into because they're, oh, it's not happening fast enough. Or they do buy a property and they do fix it and they hold it. And they're like, oh, well, now, you know, maybe the market's in the down cycle. Maybe they're going through the recession side of things and they wanted to sell yesterday. Well, maybe that's not the right time to sell, right?
Yeah, I mean, learn to control your anxiety, and I'm talking about that like a pro. learn to not build expectations, right? Expectations is going to build anxiety, and if you don't know what you're looking on your patient level, on your investment grow, you are not going to succeed, because maybe you are looking at a property that's supposed to be short term, and then you win that rush and you put that on your mind that you need to cash tomorrow, you are just going to mess it up all your long-term investment. So investment, and today it's even getting more not complicated, but it's not that easy to just look and say, yeah, this is just going to work for this term or that term, or, you know, short term, long term. There's so much that you need to look today to at least understand your investment.
Yeah.
Cash on cash, cash flow. What are you looking for?
And I think that's the biggest thing that new investors don't really consider what they're looking to try to, like, they don't have their,
what is your exit strategy?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. They don't have that plan in place.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let me get a property. Oh, okay, now we're fixing it. Oh, no. But they don't have the exit strategy at the beginning. Like we tell our students, right?
Yeah.
Think with the end in mind, right? Start with the end in mind. What is it you're going to do with the property? And so I think that is another pitfall that you know, like I said, new investors just totally struggle with or start to fuck up, right?
They do. I mean, how do you think they're going to do with the new laws today? 18 months, you cannot, you know, resell and stay. I mean, unless you give everything, the law, blah, blah, blah. I forgot the numbers, but... No, seriously,
SB 958?
Yeah,
like
something like that. So, yeah, if you don't understand what's going on the market, if you don't know your risk, if you don't know how much money you're going to put there, how you're going to allocate that funds, right, is out freaking up all your partners. If you know that you will need that tomorrow, the funds, how you're going to allocate that if you don't know your exit strategy, how you're going to answer to your partners if you are not, you know, if you are not aware of what you're doing.
But what if you need to take a loan?
Oh, right? You're going to take a trip, dude, if you miss on the first.
But yeah, think about that, right? If you're not planning correctly and you don't have that exit in mind or at the forefront when you're acquiring the property,
but this
and
is
you're taking a loan?
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, this, like, how's that going to work out?
You can't. Yeah, I mean, you can dream. It's not against the law. California.
She said you could dream. That was good.
alert. California didn't ban your dreams yet. So keep dreaming, people.
Yeah, we can still have our dreams, right? Unfortunately, enough, we can still flip houses. It's not that easy, but yeah, you know, we can still do it, right? but on the topic of funds, right? I think one of the other pitfalls is risking funds that you're going to need back, right? So, you know, kind of like what we're talking about.
Exactly.
If you're going to need the money back pretty quickly, then you need to really have that strategy in mind, or that exit strategy in mind.
Exit strategy, right? What kind of funds are you putting on the table? What are you bringing? I was just, you know, in one of my Zooms today, and investors on small scale and bigger scale, they don't just look for what you're bringing on. It's not just a deal, right? You can bring deals, or what you think it's a deal all the time and put on the table. Then what? Then you are going to be that. That's, for me, it's a wholesaler. Are you an investor or you're a wholesaler? I mean, what kind of business strategy you're looking for? What it's really your focus on the real estate? Right. So what are you doing? You're bringing funds. Are you locating these funds? Are you going to, what's the exit strategy? What's the return in 5 years, 3 years, 2 years? Is that short term, long term? If you don't understand that on the first day, I mean, on your first conversation, what the heck are you doing? Yeah. I mean, how are you going to at least looking for an exit strategy? Yeah. Again, real estate, it's a beautiful place where you can make money, make your living.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
You know, it's not the get rich quick bitch that doesn't exist here, but real estate, it's going to be your profits. It's when you buy the property, not when you sell.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Selling the property is just it's going to be your exit strategy for short term or long term. But when you buy, if you buy right, you can sell at any time.
Right. Because the deep discount. But again, that's another one of the pitfalls, right, from the new investor. Where
come on.
Yeah, that's just
come on, pit folks.
Sorry, guys, but that one of the
they
things
love
Daddy
my
wrote
accent.
Down, one of the things Daddy wrote down on the on a sheet was when she was writing common pitfalls. It was completely misspelled, and so, I said she spelled it with her Brazilian accent is what it was. Come on.
Come on, pitfalls.
Right, what about you know, we talked a little bit about unreal expectations and such, but what about even having unclear goals? Right? Isn't that's another common pitfall, right?
Yeah.
Lack of clarity and on their investment goals often leads to huge mistakes, right?
Yes, it does. I mean, if your goal, it's to, I don't even know. I mean, if your goal is to get a property on the, there's not wrong or right answers on this if you have the right goal.
Right. But you know what? I want to back up real quick, if I could, because we're talking about risking funds and yes, getting out of deals too soon. We didn't offer a solution to that, right? Like the others we did, you know, we kind of gave them some, you know, being patient and things of that sort.
The solution is for them to get the hell out of the business because they're just kidding. Just kidding.
So, I mean, one recommendation is, right, having different tiers of money or different pockets of money, right? Like, okay. I practice that, like, in the sense of I have funds that, like, for donations, like, giving, that type of thing. And then I do my, then I have my short-term investment funds, like when I'm doing a flip, mm-hmm, right, on my mobile homes and stuff. And then, so I haven't built myself up to where I'm doing buy and holds yet, but that's the fund. So when I acquire from my flips, that's where that money starts to build up at, right, for my buy and holds. So having just different buckets, if you will, of funds, if you can work it that way. That way you know if you're going to make any kind of investment or do something with it, you know which type of funds to use. And it takes a little bit of time. It takes some practice, takes some strategy, like some strategizing, right? But that's not an easy thing to do a lot of the times. But, yeah, I mean, if you're already in the business and you're practicing and you're making money in the business, start separating out your money based on how you want to make the money work for you.
Yeah, I totally agree on that one. I think real estate investment before, just like real estate, you need to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur. There you go. I love
you,
when
Danny,
they correct me. Yeah, you need to be that word. And and being entrepreneur, whatever, guys, it is going to be connecting dots to dots. That is the business. I totally agree with you. Do not put all the, you know, the eggs on the same basket. Now, when you start connecting the dots on your business, you are going to get that wholesale turning a flip, or, you know, it's going to be a long term, a short term. Are you going to cash flow on this one, or you are working on that property for depreciation? What you start putting all these little things together and start collecting on the end of the year when you do your taxes, for example, I think that is when you should be looking for to maximize your investments, right? That is when you need to look, where are you risking your funds? Are you going to need that funds? I mean, maybe it's a cash flow that's going to go for stock marketing, or maybe it's pay attention in what it's coming and where it's going, right? Like, yeah. What is the variety for that business on the point? You know, be clear that the investment goes, I don't know, get a property and the cash flow from that property, you are going to say, hey, I'm going to put that on SP 500, and that is all that I'm going to do is the cash from mm-hmm. that property. The other one, I'm going to buy bit freaking coins, or, you know, I'm going to go for a vacation. But if you have clarity, I don't think you're going to have, if you have clarity, you don't have confusion. That's so clear.
I think, like, you know, just how she's saying, learn to evaluate and assess your numbers so that you know how to move your pieces around and see what's really, you know, giving you, or what's taking away, and what's, you know, I guess the business will, as it's growing, it will call for things to make changes, right?
I think that's what you said.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I turned to do something, to write a note here, and I wasn't fully paying attention to what you said. So I'm sorry.
No, the reality is, do not put all the eggs on the same basket. Use variety.
Right.
You know, that is what it is, because if you lose risk funds today and you don't have that tolerance for that,
yeah,
right? This business is this for me. What is your risk tolerance? Mm-hmm. What are you doing with the money? Are you reinvesting? If you're not, reinvest the money, get the hell out of the business. I mean, it is very simple, right? It doesn't matter if you're getting 500. It doesn't matter if you're getting 5,000. Doesn't matter if you're getting 500,000. What are you doing with the money that you're getting? Are you going to risk that funds that just came from whatever property? You know, are you going to risk the funds from the exit strategy that you work so hard?
Right.
So it's a thinking.
Strategize. You got to plan and strategize and make sure that you're, to your point, don't put all your eggs in a basket and but make sure that you're making the money continue to work for you.
Make the money makes baby.
Yeah, exactly. Make those $100 bills make baby dollar bills.
Oh, no. Well, I like Washington.
There you go.
Yeah.
What about having unclear investment goals? That's one thing we started touching on, but we went back to how to avoid the pitfalls of risking funds. But having unclear investment goals, right, as we mentioned, or I mentioned earlier, leads to, you know, like, not having that clarity leads to huge mistakes, right? So how do we fix that? If you don't have clarity, how do you fix it? Is it a matter of just defining, like, understanding what your goals are?
I think it goes back to, again, what
is it you want to achieve, right? Have that clarity.
What do you want to achieve? What is this property? What is the goal for the property A? What's the goal for the property B? Are you going to combine property A and B and buy property C? You know, it's the property. I have a property in Brazil. You know what's the goal for that property?
What?
Make money so I can spend on my vacations.
There you go.
That is the whole goal. Yeah. I'm not lying.
But that's a goal. Right?
It is a goal.
That's the goal of that property, right, with your investment.
It's paid itself. It's just there. You know.
And the whatever you cash flow just contributes to your vacation time.
Yeah.
Like, you're flying out this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Danny.
See ya.
But that's having that's part of having clear investment goals, yes. right? Knowing exactly what your properties are going to do for you if that's what you you're investing in. The other thing is like, you know, understanding, you kind of touched on this, right? Understanding your tolerance.
Yeah.
And making sure you understand what that looks like. And that's one of the things that we talk about all the time is like, you know what? My results are going to be different from Danny's results because, you know what? Maybe I have a higher risk tolerance for this particular deal and she had a lower one or vice versa, right? It all depends on what your tolerance is going to be. So that's one thing that you really have to identify as well so you can have a good, clear investment goal, right?
Yeah, I 100% agree on that. So, yeah, what else, guys? What else?
What's another pitfall there, Sarah?
The next one would be hoarding cash.
Right? Hoarding cash?
Hoarding cash. Sticking your head in the sand and holding cash is not a losing proposition.
Is a losing proposition.
Oh, is a losing. Sorry. <I'm> like.
But right, I mean, if you have a bunch of cash, you know, I remember a friend of mine telling me this. He was talking to his soon-to-be wife, and he says, "Hey, hon, if I came home with $1 million, what would you want to do with it?" And she said, "Put it in a shoebox and put it under the bed."
Oh, my God.
And he goes, "Dude, I'm marrying a, what did he say? I'm marrying a dumb, I forgot how he said it. It was funny, though." And I was like, why would you say that?
He was going to be a divorce already.
But it was funny the way he said it, the whole, you know, the body language, the emphasis. And I was like, well, what'd you expect her to say? Reinvest it, dude. Like, make yeah. the money, make money. You know, she's always complaining about, you know, oh, we never invest. We don't do this. And he's like, okay, what if I came up with $1 million? What would you do with it? She's like, put it under the bed. Like, what? He was pissed, you know? Well, so, yeah.
I agree with that. I'm going to tell you a story. This is a story and just happened. I have a friend in Brazil. We talked last weekend. And when we were talking, so unfortunately, her daughter lost her dad, but they didn't grow up together. She had another man raising her as a daughter. But this guy, he was a hoarder, like hoarding. He was hoarding cash all his life. When he passed, you know, that there is, they divide everything on the family and this and that. But before he passed, one of the days, he talk with my friend and say, mm-hmm. "Hey, I have a bunch of cash." And you know what I did? I hid the cash. And she's just like, why are you telling me that? I don't know. I need to tell you that. And then, this is not to laugh, but the guy passed. And he has an older son that used to live with him. I swear to God, she told me, "Danny, they look for the cash everywhere. They have no clue where he buried that freaking cash." Oh, but there was, man, like $1 million in cash that he told me. And he say, I buried the cash and they cannot find. So,
wow.
True story. True story. But
moral of the story.
Don't freaking hide the money, you know, right? Reinvest.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what is the good?
What good is it? It's buried in the backyard somewhere.
I know. I need a retro scavadera.
Right? Get one of those damn x-ray machines that go down like 6 feet.
No, it's money. How can you do that?
Yeah. Fuck.
I know. It's crazy.
Right? Ask a Latino for mattress money. And
oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of like what my friend's wife or soon-to-be wife at the time was saying, right?
Yeah.
Put it in the mattress. Put it under the bed.
They broke up? Did they?
They did, actually, yeah.
Oh.
But after they had two kids.
Oh.
So she kept half of that million. Under the mattress, no, I'm sure.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Don't hoard cash, man. Make that money work for you and just understand, mm-hmm. you know, what you're... Have clarity in which how you want to invest, right? What is it you want to do with that money? Understand your risk tolerance, right? Don't give yourself anxiety over putting some money into a market, either real estate or stocks or whatever's going to create passive income for you.
Don't follow the next guru.
Yeah.
Don't follow the next guru if that doesn't go was your, you know, hardcore, your goals, if that it's not your investor idea and you don't feel comfortable to understand the strategy, you know, take a look. Don't just believe in everything that's yep. there. Might yeah. be working for someone and that might not working for you. So this is
exactly
very important. Yeah. I'm going to say because I love everything. Like I say, I'm curious. I might not follow everything that I read or listen or watch, but I like to understand what's going on, what's behind the scenes, what it's the advantage or, you know, advantage or disadvantage. I don't know how to say that, but what's the benefits for whatever they are offering right. over there, you know, on the website, because there is so many things on media today. Social media is crazy. So
yeah.
if that doesn't go with your core, get the hell out of there.
Right.
Yeah, I think, you know, instead of following the guru, you should go to like a network event and meet yeah. investors there, and you'll identify maybe someone that you can relate to, because you'll meet people and they'll tell yes. you, you know, well, this is the strategy I use, or this is what works for me.
Community.
So that kind
community.
Of, you know, yeah.
100%. Community.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I believe on that.
Just a thought.
Right on. right on.
Yeah, start doing that and wait for your portfolio.
Right on, guys. So we shared some common pitfalls, right? We gave mm-hmm. you a couple of solutions, or at least kind of gave you some of our thoughts as far as what solutions are. So final yeah. thoughts, Sarah?
Final thoughts. Well, yeah, like I was telling you guys, you know, like go to a networking event, meet people yeah, so that you can it. Identify, you
find
know.
Find a good community.
Yeah, find a good community or just go to networking events, you know, try different ones and see what suits best and where you feel in your gut that, okay, this is not the next guru yeah. that's trying to sell me something. This is a real community of investors of, you know, that I can leverage and I can bring my skills and learn. And yeah, so
a strategy that's going to talk with you. Strategies, not just a strategy, right? I say this all the time. Real estate, it's a marriage. If you get married with foreclosures and you hate foreclosure, you want to work with probate, you are going to get divorced pretty soon. So you're going to end up on the divorce court. So getting something that calls your attention and calls your guts and it's going to help you to grow is something. Think about that. If you go somewhere and you're attending the network and that strategy, what they are offering, it's calling your guts to grow. Get married with that one. If not, yeah. come to our community because you might have something better. But no, seriously, this is what I always think. Find something that when you listen, you say, I can marry with that strategy.
Good
because
point.
It you know, you're going to grow together. Yeah, you're 100%. Learning and growing.
100%.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know your risk tolerance, right? Know your risk tolerance because just because something's working a certain way for one person, because they may have a higher risk tolerance than you do, may not work for you, right? There's certain things that I would buy that maybe Danny wouldn't or Sarah wouldn't, because maybe I have a higher risk tolerance or I have a lower risk tolerance.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Not everybody's results are going to be the same because everybody has different thresholds for risk.
Truth.
Right? So keep that in mind. Anyway, let's wrap it up, guys. Let's go home.
Let's Danny. Do it. If you guys want to know a little more about this beautiful community, you can email us at the info@becomeaninvestor.com. You can find us at the Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just look for Become an Investor. Or you can follow us at Spotify or Apple Podcast. Was Live Life by Design. Bring It Up by Become an Investor.
Right on.
Night, night, beautiful people.
Good night, everybody. Bye.